Welcome to Master Your Mindset for a Weight Loss Breakthrough. Carve out the healthy life you deserve with Adrian Craig. Adrian is a certified health coach here to guide women on their journeys toward a healthier life. Adrian will lovingly hold you accountable and empower you as you create a natural and sustainable weight loss plan designed to keep you feeling good every step of the way. Nourishing food can be delicious and movement can be fun. Get ready to own your power and create lasting change in your mindset and lifestyle. Now here's your host, Adrian.
Hi, I'm Adrian Craig. I want to welcome you to Master Your Mindset for a Weight Loss Breakthrough. Would you like to break through the superficial and get to the root cause of what's causing your health and weight loss challenges? And would you like to get body confidence on your weight loss journey instead of waiting until the end? If so, I'm here to help you carve out the healthy life you deserve. Today, we're going to talk about autoimmune recovery with raw foods. There are more than 80 known autoimmune disorders, which affect 23.5 million Americans. Women are predominantly affected due to our biological makeup. Autoimmune diseases occur because the body can't distinguish healthy cells from foreign materials and begins to attack itself by mistake. I want to help you today build an understanding about how food can be used as medicine to naturally ease symptoms, promote healing in the body, and shift the mindset from suffering to healing. People with autoimmune often suffer from hopelessness, depression, and a feeling of doom that they'll never be pain-free. But proper medical care, along with nourishing foods, offers many options for living a lifestyle with less pain and more enjoyment and energy. I am so excited to have Shannon Summers here with me today. She's going to share her story on implementing raw foods to help with her autoimmune recovery. Shannon is a fellow health coach, and she's the founder of Shannon Summers Coaching. She works with men and women who want to live a vibrant, whole foods, plant-based lifestyle, and she helps them transition their eating so they can add years to their life and life to their years. Welcome, Shannon. It's wonderful to have you here today.
Hi, Adrian. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, as I said, I'm excited to have you, and I would love for you to share your story of using raw foods for recovery with your autoimmune symptoms and the things that have, you know, affected you during your life.
Certainly. My autoimmune really raised its head about 8 years ago. In high school, way back when now, I was diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome. Fibromyalgia about 8 years ago, and just a few months ago, lupus. So it's not uncommon for people that are diagnosed with autoimmune through the years to end up having more than one. So I wasn't really feeling good despite the standard Western medicine, and that really is what made me seek out other modalities. I have what I call my bag of tricks. If I am in a flare, my bag of tricks is what I go to. And it includes acupuncture, meditation, gentle exercise in a flare, which could be light walking and some stretching, and food as medicine, of course. I eat a whole foods, plant-based diet. And as a health mastery coach, that is what I help my clients with. My goal for myself and my clients always is to promote healing so that they may, as Adrian said, add years to their life and life to their years. Autoimmune can be so limiting, and even transitioning to a whole foods plant-based diet can be challenging. So over the holidays, I came across a Dr. Brooke Goldner, and I participated in a 6-week completely raw food diet It was something that was new to me, so I was glad to have some guidance. It focused on rapid recovery, hypernourishment, and healing at a cellular level, and that's really what intrigued me. So in that 6 weeks, it was completely raw, mostly vegetables and a little bit of fruit. And I would blend 8 cups of super greens, kale, spinach, even cruciferous vegetables. They're kind of the superfood healers, and a small amount of fruit. And my goal was to get in 10 cups of veggies a day. And you could do that whether you're eating or having a smoothie. So I found that's a lot, and I was much more of a smoothie girl for sure.
Yeah, I can only imagine. I know I cannot get 10 cups of raw vegetables and fruits down in a day. A lot of that has to do with why we're encouraged to eat raw vegetables and fruits, though, and that's because of the nutrient density. So it takes very little to fill us up.
Right.
And I have also found I like to get more greens in the morning by putting them in a smoothie and then doing more with the vegetables and salads at lunch and dinner. But
certainly,
I think smoothies are a great way to get in some of those nutrients. So what made you finally decide to go with this raw food plan? And as you said, the hypernourishment of this plan that you were on?
I think just mostly for healing. I mean, I've always been a seeker and trying to find what my personal best is to feel as normal, I guess, for as I could. So I'm always out there for myself, like I said, and my clients. I'm researching, experimenting, trying to find what's going to work best and build my bag of tricks.
And based on your experience, what did that feel like in your body? Like, what benefits did you get from it?
I actually experienced quite a bit. Over the 6 weeks, I lost 13 pounds. I had reduced to no pain, which was nice because I have pain almost daily. And beyond the detox period, I had really good energy. It was actually a very positive experience for me.
And did you experience any withdrawal? Because I know withdrawal often comes up when we go very immediately into, raw foods and eliminating all things that could be considered processed and ultra processed.
Oh, of course. Especially those going from the SAD diet or the standard American diet. It's really common. And me personally, it seems like, detox is for the first 2 weeks, 3 weeks, depending on how bad or how much you need to detox. But the first couple weeks, I had a headache. I am kind of a sweet eater, so I did have that, some fatigue, and just kind of a feeling of maybe being unwell, flu type of feeling. So my advice on that is just to relax into it and take care of yourself, nurture yourself. And if you can plan around that 2-3 weeks where you might need a little extra care.
Yeah. I mean, I know because I've been through it as well as I've improved my diet and I've eliminated things from my diet and gone heavily restrictive with raw foods. Mm-hmm. I've also experienced kind of that fatigue and withdrawal symptoms. And it's interesting because I recently heard Dr. Vera Tarman say that pain of withdrawal is 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Pain of addiction lasts a lifetime. And even though it feels very difficult in the 2 to 3 weeks, it's really a blip on the path of life.
Oh my goodness, certainly so. And well worth it. And anybody with autoimmune knows that it's a journey and you have your good days and you have your bad days. And we're tough. We go through pain and discomfort and doing without and it's definitely a challenge. So I feel like 2 to 3 weeks is something any of us with autoimmune can handle for sure.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, one of the things I really work on with my clients is listening to signals from the body. Yes. And getting to know what foods nourish them and work well with their particular body. Because I do believe that there's a diet for every person out there. I don't necessarily subscribe to a mass eating plan for every person.
Right.
So it does make it worth discovering what works for you. But I can say also, I have never been diagnosed with autoimmune, but I have been treated for chronic sinusitis since I was 5 years old. And I had 4 sinus surgeries before I was 22.
Oh, wow.
I can say that I have noticed as an adult, that is, I did improve my eating habits and turned to more plant-based and nourishing foods, that now I have had less symptoms and issues with sinus infections. I mean, I have gone from periods of having, you know, 6 or more sinus infections in a year to now I typically may have 1 a year in winter. And I do believe that's due to food, again, being medicine and helping to relieve inflammation and just the better eating, promoting other healthy habits, which have reduced those symptoms. And I can honestly say, and I'm curious from you, after I tell you this, what you think in your own experience, but I can honestly say, if I eat foods that for my body cause inflammation, or, you know, are too starchy or carby, I can actually feel now the inflammation rising in my body, and I can actually feel it building in my sinuses. That's how much I can see and feel the signals from my body now. And I'm curious, how does that play out for you?
I'm the same, but I've been listening to my body really closely as I've gotten older and don't bounce back as fast as my young days. And definitely over the last 8 years, it's not too hard. Once you learn to listen to your body, you kind of tune into what's going to work and what's not going to work. But I mean, I will say, like I said, I'm a sweet eater and probably always will be. So I do off-road from my Whole Foods plant-based on occasion, and I can feel it. It definitely is something. It'll take me several days to kind of, I guess, get back to that lighter feeling of, you know, doing the right things and fueling my body.
Yeah. And now I have read, because again, there's so many different recommendations on raw and cooked and meat versus plant. But I will say that it's recommended that I believe it's 70% raw, 30% cooked is a good ratio. Is that a ratio you follow, or have you found another ratio works best for you?
My personal best is being 100% whole foods, plant-based. The processed from the standard American diet doesn't work for me. And I'm, like I said, at my best when I do eat that. But I'm in agreement with you that diet and what works for everyone's body, it's not a one size fits all. And you have to listen to yourself, listen to your body and its signals, and figure out what's going to make you your very best, get you to your optimum.
Yeah, exactly. And honestly, when I work with my clients, I work from a place of gradually building the healthy habits. I found that that's what's worked best for my clients, as opposed to kind of, I guess you could quit smoking or drinking, just the cold turkey, quitting with the ultra processed foods that, you know, a lot of us have gotten hooked on. I mean, they're full of addictive ingredients, high contents of salt and sugar and things that, you know, are supposed to give us kind of a hyper sensitivity taste wise and enjoyment from the food. And I will say, I find it interesting that with autoimmune, with weight loss, with diabetes, with heart disease. The doctors who have spent the time and the money to get additional education on nutrition and food as medicine, I mean, they all recommend plant-based raw food diets. And quite honestly, I think it's easier, right? You just grab something out of the fridge as opposed to having to cook or bake it or grill it. And it's less pots and pans. You can prep it ahead of time and have it ready to grab. And I find it really interesting that more people don't, you know, believe in it or embrace it.
I think it's, you know, it depends on the way you've grown up and how you were raised and what kind of food you were raised with. There are addictive qualities to the SAD diet, to all the processed foods that we're getting, and it makes it difficult. And it's not even necessarily about a weakness in someone. It's that there is withdrawal and there is detox trying to get the chemicals out of our system. And I think the food, it can be as simple as you need it to be, or it can be as complex as you need it to be. There's definitely no sacrifice in flavor when it comes to being whole foods plant-based. And there's plenty of resources out there. I offer my clients an app through Forks Over Knives that has thousands of recipes and meal planning and grocery lists. I mean, there's, like I said, the resources are definitely out there, and it's on the rise that that's the way to go.
Oh yeah, there's so many resources out there. I mean, I know Dr. Mark Hyman is huge with, you know, whole foods, plant-based living, as well as Dr. John McDougall. I have used a raw vegan, I've experimented with a raw vegan food delivery service. Mm-hmm. And Matt Amsden is the guy who runs that with his wife. And he's also written a couple of cookbooks on raw and vegan eating. And I got to tell you, his food is really good. And I found that there was one item I really loved. It was a soft taco that I received in one of my deliveries. And the shell was a collard green. And then it was full of normal vegetables, tomatoes, onions, and things. Mm-hmm. But instead of meat, he makes like a nut paste to hold in the vegetables. And I gotta tell you, it tastes just like a real soft taco. You can't even tell the difference that there's no meat. So I agree with you that I think people need to get past the fact that eating nourishing foods means that they can't be delicious, that they have to sacrifice taste and flavor. I mean, most recipes experiment with so many flavors and spices and herbs that it really makes up, and you don't miss all the salt and sugar.
Oh, definitely. I actually, because of you, have ordered two of his cookbooks and have them on hand, especially when I started this raw journey and you were telling me about the tacos. So they are good. Definitely.
Yeah, I love it. Well, I'm curious, what has been the biggest impact you got out of your raw foods experience?
That hypernourishment when you're in a flare or when you're trying to heal some form of autoimmune is a wonderful way to go. And I still have, I think the smoothies, doing the plans, about 96 ounces of green smoothies a day. I have one a day now, and it's about 32 ounces. I feel like it gives me a nice amount of energy, gives me enough, you know, of the nutrient density to get through my everyday days. And when I'm in a flare, I just add some more to it. You know, I may double or triple, you know, the amount of smoothies I'm getting. So just trying to shorten the duration of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I guess in being honest with the audience, is there anything that you disliked while you were on your raw foods journey?
In the beginning, for probably the first 3 weeks, I would kind of think of, man, I wish I was eating a taco, or, you know, a bagel would be great now, those types of things, especially because I did it over the holidays. So it was over Thanksgiving, Christmas, when, you know, you're having all the wonderful traditional fare. So I think that was the hardest part for me. And after about 3 weeks it left, again, I think the driver in making the sacrifice is how good you feel, because you know with autoimmune how bad you can feel, or even as you age, how bad you can feel. So it's nice to have that extra energy and get up and go, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can remember one of the times where I was kind of resetting and recalibrating my body mm-hmm. by going, you know, completely like raw, clean, to kind of just, again, recalibrate my body, kind of figure out if there were any food intolerances I was having. But I remember having a craving for bread so badly that I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Scarface, but there's a scene where he just buries his face in a pile of cocaine.
Oh, no.
And that scene came into my mind, except I wanted to bury my face in a pile of bread.
And bread.
Yeah. So that withdrawal is, it's no joke, but
it's not.
Again, I want to get people also to understand that, you know, if you do decide to go the raw path like you did and go the very regimented, restrictive, short-term plan, because these plans are not meant to be long-term. I want to clarify that for people.
Definitely not.
They're not sustainable long-term. They're just to help get rid of any, again, food intolerances, chemicals that are harming your body, cleaned from your body so you can go back to eating, you know, normal foods that are intended to nourish you and get rid of the processed foods. But just knowing that it's a reset and a recalibration, it's not about foods being good or bad. And that's another thing I try to let my clients know, is that, you know, you're not good or bad based on what you eat.
Definitely. You know,
the food's just the fuel, and we have, most of us, been brought up on convenience foods and ultra processed foods. So like any addiction, it's a process to wean ourselves off of that.
It is. And, you know, there's options. There's people that want to dive in and are all in and, you know, wake up the next morning and that's it. They're completely whole foods, plant-based, or they're doing a raw, you know, 6-week program or whatever. But, you know, go slow. It's not a deal breaker if you eat something that's not within that frame of what you're trying to do. Maybe have meatless Mondays, work up to maybe a salad every day, and just kind of go slowly into it if that's the way you need to do it. Any nutrient density you're going to get from all the whole foods and being plant-based and the nutrition is going to come, it's way better than eating all processed. So if you need to take your time, take your time. There's no rule to that.
Yeah. Well, we only have a couple minutes left, so I think that's a great way to end it. And I want to, you know, thank you again for joining me. And why don't you share how people can reach you?
Thank you very much for having me too. You can reach me at shannonsummerscoaching.com. I also have a blog that's The Autoimmune Chronicles. So that's probably the easiest way. And on Facebook, of course, Shannon Summers Coaching is there too. I look forward to hearing from anyone.
And I just want to remind you that you can reach me at lifecanyon.com, or you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. And I want to just have you remember that food is medicine and you can carve out the healthy life you deserve. And we really appreciate you being here with us today.
Thank you for having me.
For those who are joining us in our live audience, we are going to go over there in just a minute after the show ends. You will see a button at the bottom of your screen that you can click on to join us in the breakout room to answer your questions and get coaching.
Thank you for listening to Master Your Mindset for a Weight Loss Breakthrough. Tune in next time for more groundbreaking insights to help you shift your mindset so you can achieve your goals and feel amazing in your body. Adrian is here to support and inspire you on your weight loss journey. You don't need to do this alone. For more information about Adrian or to work with her personally, visit lifecanyon.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers. and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.